Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on OMF. We'll get back to the phone calls in a couple of minutes. But joining us live, as he does each and every week on the Harbor One Hotline, is Mike Lombardi. Hey, Mike.
How are we doing? How's
doing
everything
well
today?
What's up, Mike?
Kind of strange around here, Mike. You know, they got a Super Bowl going on next week in Miami, and Patriots aren't in, so it's kind of weird, a little different. But I notice all the national people seem to be talking about Tom Brady and the Patriots, and it's getting a lot of play anyway.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, look, let's face it, it's a huge story. It's going to be a huge story until it ends, and even when it ends, it's going to be a huge story. So it's going to keep going.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we were talking about is just all the. Like, if I was Tom Brady, or you were Tom Brady, and you kind of wanted to be on a team that was already kind of established, already had the right pieces, young receivers, a good mix of veterans and good coach that knows what he's doing, is there any team out there like that that is a quarterback away?
The Patriots?
Other than the Patriots. That's a given. That's a given. Not the Patriots. You gotta pick a team other than the Giants.
The Giants?
No, I'm kidding. I just saw Eli. I'm kidding.
They won 31. They're 31st in the National Football League in wins over the last 5 years,
So give me a team right now. If, like, you're advising Brady, what team is almost ready? They have all the right pieces. If they could just get a quarterback to push them or a better quarterback than they have, they would make it to the Super Bowl.
I would say, the Chargers, I keep calling them San Diego, the Los Angeles Chargers come to mind because they do have a good team. Their offensive line's atrocious, so that doesn't really fit the criteria. The Raiders have a really good offensive line. I'm not sure how good they are on defense, and I don't know if you really want to go into the AFC West. I wrote a column about this on The Athletic this week about, facing Mahomes. It's one thing for the Patriots to maybe see him in the rotation once a year, maybe only in the playoffs. But when you're in the West, you've got to beat him twice. It's going to be a hard thing to do.
What about Indy?
I mean, Indy certainly fits. I mean, I think Indy's, obviously would be a bridge till they're going to draft somebody in Indianapolis this year. There's no doubt. They're going to draft a young quarterback that they can build with. And they'll probably, and so if they felt like they could get a bridge quarterback for 2 years, they've got a ton of cap room. They fit the criteria. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, I'm factoring, if Brady's not here, I think it's like that middle-of-the-road kind of guy. I don't know about Dalton or whoever, right? But $12, $13 million. So the cap hit, if it's Brady or if it's not Brady, I think for that position will be about the same. But would Bill build the team differently if he knows Brady's coming back as opposed to, say, quarterback X, whoever it might be?
I don't think Bill's ever taken the approach of, sacrificing the present for the future. You could say, well, he traded a 2 for Sanu. Maybe did that give up the future? I don't think it really did. I think he moves around in the draft enough to recoup his value back. My sense of it is Bill's always a sustainable guy. He's always looking at the long term of the team and making sure that he doesn't hurt the long term with a short term decision. So I think ultimately he would build the team around where it was going to head down the road. I mean, there's obviously things that he's got to do to his football team, whether whoever the quarterback is, Brady comes back, Brady doesn't come back, that has to get changed and has to get better.
Interesting you mentioned the Patriots when you threw it out, because we were just talking about it. And I think people look at the holes, especially here in New England. We see a lot of holes on our own team. We watch them every single play. And yet I threw it out there, if you're Brady and the options are the Patriots, Raiders, Chargers, and Broncos, which team with you as the quarterback gives you the best chance to win next year? I think it is the Patriots. Those three other teams were not playoff teams. Am I missing something here, Mike?
No, I mean, I think, look, for the first 9 weeks of the season, we were just talking about the Patriots getting our offense kind of in tune, and it never could. And now with an off season, you know, can they fix the tight end position? Can they add more skill? Can they add more speed to their offense? And then, you know, can they add better players to their defensive front? I think the one thing that's got to really bother the whole organization after that playoff game is the lack of the way the defensive line played. The front seven really got their butts kicked in the Tennessee game, and it's probably a painful tape to watch around that building, and it's probably a tape that's going to bother Bill for a long time because their pad level was high, they played upright, they got driven off the football, and, you know, they gave up 14 points and easily could have won the game playing poorly, and I think that's always things that are going to bother them.
All right, I want your insight on this one because you've been behind the scenes doing all of this stuff before. People are talking about if you get beyond the date of March 18th, then you get the big hit of $13.5 million. So I know we have a legal tampering period on the 16th of 17th, but didn't we just move the illegal tampering period back a few days? Do we have to wait until March 18th? The Patriots can talk to Brady right now. Isn't Don Yee going to get a sense of what teams are out there and what teams would have interest and would be willing to pay Tom Brady? We can't go past March 18th where he's going to go out and make visits, can we?
No, I think that this is, you know, I mean, this is all done behind the scenes, but I would suspect there would be an understanding, whether it's, you know, it's firm, committed or not, there'd be an understanding who would be interested. And I think the first conversation is, would he actually leave? I mean, if I was at another team, say I was in, you know, at the Chargers, the question to you would be, hey, Don, you know, do you think, will Brady ever consider leaving? Is that called tampering? I don't know. You know, but I'm sure a lot of teams are. And if he says, well, you know, it's a lot of it could be posturing too. So you've got to wait back forth and see what's going on. But I do think there's a lot of the behind the scenes. Look, that combine is, there's a lot of things that go on at the combine through conversations. They talk about you can't tamper, but yet everybody's in one location with all the agents. It's almost encouraging tampering.
Well, teams could use them to try to get more money out of New England, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's always the case. I mean, that's what the combine's all about, is to create leverage for the agents. You know, the agents don't like it when, you know, they walk out of there and they don't think that, you know, they're gonna always create the situation where there's a lot of interest in their guy. You know, I've never called a player who wasn't back from a workout, and I've never called an agent who said he just got off the phone with another team.
All right, we're talking to Mike Lombardi. Mike, let me ask you about the wide receiving core that Brady, if he comes back, is coming back to, right? It's Edelman's here, N'Keal Harry's here, Sanu's got another year. Can they upgrade, or is that the area, is that just what they have? I mean, the draft's got a bunch of kids. I don't know if a rookie is going to excite Tom. Amari Cooper, I think Pro Football Focus said he's the right fit. They trade for Diggs somehow. Can they improve that spot? How would you do it?
I think you got to look at all the options. I mean, the one thing about Bill, he's never just stayed in one area. You know, last year drafts a quarterback and a receiver in the first round. I think it would be a veteran receiver. It'll be somebody that could come in and plug and play. I don't know the name of that player yet, because you got to really, the answer is, where are they cap room? Where are they going to be at quarterback? How much money do they have? What's their allocation? Who do they need to sign back? There's a lot of things that play into that. But I don't think this offseason is going to go very quietly in New England. I think you guys are going to be really busy in the offseason. I think he's going to be active doing things to get that team, because this is unlike any year in the last 10 where the exit was so quick. And that usually means there's going to be something else going on up there, and they're going to try to improve this football team tremendously with what they have as a core. They're not like, I mean, we're talking like they're a 5-11 team, and they're not.
All right, so the big debate that we've been having the past couple of days is about Eli Manning. So I'm going to get your take on this. Is he a Hall of Fame candidate?
You know, this was a hard one for me. I mean, he's a 500 quarterback. You know, I believe in winning. I believe the name on the front's more important than the name on the back. I think he won five road games to get the team to the Super Bowl. Was a Super Bowl MVP twice. I mean, Jim Plunkett was a Super Bowl winner twice. He never even gets mentioned in the Hall of Fame conversation. You know, Tom Flores has won two Super Bowls. He can't get in for some reason. So it's interesting how this all divides. I think he's definitely going to get in because he's in the New York market. If he played in Kansas City, I'm not sure he gets in with two Super Bowls and a 500 record and 344 touchdowns, 277 interceptions.
I mean, but isn't that enough?
You just
broke it down. See, I mean, I'm glad you did this. You just broke it down, and I think is that somebody in this meeting is going to come up and say, hold on, guys, let's dig a little deeper here and start looking at what he really is.
First
you mentioned the market.
Football.
You mentioned the name on the back. You mentioned the Super Bowls and who they played against. All those things are huge factors. But when you break down his career, we did it yesterday. I mean, the guy's never – he's won what
– Mike, don't you have to be a top five quarterback at some point? Top 10 more than a couple times?
I think that's the real conversation. How do you get in the Hall of Fame if you're never in the top five ever? See, like, I question Warren Moon for not winning big games, but Warren Moon was always in the top five quarterback at his position. And he amassed incredible numbers. And I always criticize Warren Moon for not winning, you know, he's the Dominique Wilkins of the NFL in terms of great numbers, great player, all that, but never won a big game, you know? Never really got to a conference championship game. But yet he was always in the top five. Of his position, and Eli's just never been there. I mean, that's just a fact.
Well, Mike, they talk about the longevity in 16 years, and they say the quarterbacks can mask all sorts of issues with the team. Do you know where the Giants rank in the last 5 years in win-loss percentage in the league?
31st.
Yeah, no, so wait a minute.
And he's been the starting quarterback for the last 2-3 years, and they've the last 2 years before this season, they started out 1-7 both years.
Yes,
and I mean, he can't carry a team. I mean, when Dave Gettleman said he had 5 more years left when Dave got hired, I wanted Dave to get an eye exam. I mean, he's carried on 3 years too long. This retirement should have happened 3 years ago when they fired Ben McAdoo. McAdoo was right. Forever, whatever anybody wants to say, McAdoo was right. But the reality of it is, you know, there's a narrative that none of us are going to control.
All right, sounds like you don't even
been controlled.
It sounds like you don't even see second ballot, third ballot, fourth ballot, fifth.
No, but he
ballot. Still
believes he'll get in.
If he goes in on the first ballot, it's a kangaroo court. I think if he goes in on the first, you can't put him in on the first ballot.
But
hold
on, you know better than anybody. You know how that room works. You know Peter King and others. You know the power that Archie Manning has and Peyton and the family. They're going to be plugging over the next 5 years. It's going to be like a political game to get him in. And everybody loves him. He's a great guy, apparently. Everybody loves him.
And he's a tremendous guy, and there's no doubt about it. Look, let's face it. I mean, there's a lot of political capital that he's gonna have. And the people in that room, I don't understand how Tom Flores didn't get in. He won 2 Super Bowls. I mean, I think Bill Cowher's a great coach and probably belongs in it, but Flores should have gone in before him.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just weird because people keep bringing up, you know, Joe Namath, you know, he's got the terrible.
Do you see Joe Namath's numbers? Do you see his numbers? I mean, it's really, you wonder how he got in.
I know, but when you...
Moments.
Because he saved
moments,
the AFL.
People say that Hall of Fame's about moments, and it's like, well, it's going to be more of the moments.
Really,
it's going to be the greatest players of all time.
It's becoming like the Pro Bowl. It isn't necessarily always just the elite of the elite. There has to be, I think Deion Sanders is on record as saying this, there has to be something that you've changed the position. There's got to be – look, I think Jerry Jones belongs in the Hall of Fame for what he's done for the other 31 owners in terms of marketing. I will never just – that to me is something. You know, I think he deserves to be in there for that. The benefits of the league. But there's other guys that have gotten in there over recent years that you just shake your head and say, okay, that's good, you know.
And
some guys have gotten in with winning 1 Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday making a big deal about a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. Not an MVP of the league, but 2-time Super Bowl MVP. Well, if that's the case, maybe Edelman should be in the Hall of Fame. And I don't believe he's a Hall of Famer. Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't know what goes on in that room. And look, you know, I'm not going to debate knowledge of football, but you know, they look at stats. I don't understand it.
And, you know, Mike, we looked at it even further because – we noticed that, like, you know, all of his career, he was player of the month once, player of the week 4 times. I know it was a 4-time Pro Bowler, but twice was because of injuries or whatever,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
and no All-Pro.
The last five years, let's just take away the last 5 years, they ranked 31st in wins. They haven't been very good. They're going to retire his number. I mean, they love him, and he's been great for the franchise and all that. But the reality of it is over the landscape. I mean, when he won the Super Bowls, he didn't have great regular seasons. You know, they had to go on the road and win 3 games.
I don't get it. I don't. Mike, always good talking to you. We'll do it again before
Thanks,
the Super Bowl. Man. See you, bud. Mike Lombardi right here on OMF.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.